The word that has been birthed in our hearts that we're going to take a few minutes to share with you this morning came out of a prayer meeting. Ryan and I and Bill and Chris were in a prayer meeting the other night, and Ryan said the phrase about rebuilding the walls out of the book of Nehemiah. So if you could flip to Nehemiah, I'm going to just set this up for a couple minutes, and Ryan's going to bring a word, and then we'll have some ministry here at the end. But Nehemiah, south of Psalms, a couple of books there, chapter 1. Starting in verse 3, you remember the story, the backdrop of this is that Nehemiah was called to go back by the Lord to rebuild the walls that were in rubbles. Now, this was one generation, 70 years after the prophets Haggai and Zechariah had been called back to rebuild the temple. You remember with the first wave of returning exiles from Babylon, they'd been carried away into exile, and that pagan King Cyrus was stirred up to basically fund the work of rebuilding the temple. And so they deduced from the prophet Jeremiah and read that they were supposed to go back. And so the first wave of exiles goes back and rebuilds the temple. And then after that, Ezra comes back in and he calls them to repent, and they beautify the temple, they decorate the temple. And then one generation after the first wave of exiles come, here comes Nehemiah to rebuild the walls and the gates around the temple. So that's a backdrop for this. So this is the third wave of returning exiles coming from Babylon back to Jerusalem. And so he hears the report, and I think I've got that up there, verse 3. They said to me, "Those who survived the exile are back in the province, and they're in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire." And prophetically, what that means for us today, walls and gates stand for protection against the enemies. So at this point, with the walls and the gates down, the enemies could go in and out of Jerusalem. There was nothing to stop them. The temple was there, right? But the gates and the walls were not there. 200 or 300 years before this, Isaiah, I don't think I have this up here, but Isaiah chapter 60, he says that I will call your walls salvation and your gates praise, with a capital S. He said in that day, 200 or 300 years before this, Isaiah says, you will call your walls capital salvation and you will call your gates capital P praise. So what had happened is the salvation, the protection for the city had been crumbled down, and the praise that was in their lips had been burned down with fire. And so Nehemiah is stirred up by the Lord to go back and lead the people to rebuild the walls. And so what Ryan's going to share, and what I believe in this season, what we were praying for the other night, is that we believe that there is an individual tearing down of walls that have happened in the body of Christ. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you that I pointed out, some of the giftings that you have in you, the enemy has been allowed to come in and out of your mind and convince you and lie to you and mock you and say, you are not who God says you are. And here's all the list of reasons why. And by the way, the walls are laying in rubble, and they've been that way for 100 years, and it would be so hard to rebuild the walls, you might as well not even try. Anybody ever heard that before? You might as well not even try, because it's going to take so long to get back to the protected place, you're just going to run out of steam before you do. Some of you, the gates have been burned down, and so no longer as the gatekeeper of your mouth are you praising, but now with the gates of your mouth, you are grumbling, and you are complaining, and you're sorrowful, and the enemy is just all over you. And my brother Seth and I were talking about this here a few days ago. The difference between having the walls up and being guarded and the walls down and being guarded maybe sounds something like this. And I'm just going to open my heart to you and share a deeply personal story. It's preparation. It can only get better from here, right? And then I'm going to hand this off to Ryan. So as a man, as I struggle in my struggle with lust over the years, any guys ever identified with that? When the walls are down and I'm going through my week, I can get the enemy sitting on me and all over my head and my ears and whispering to me, and look at that, and delight yourself in anything other than your, you know what I'm saying? And it's heavy, and I can feel the temptation when the walls are down. And I can all of a sudden be afraid that Lord, I feel like I'm not strong enough to handle this, and I can't make it through. And so I run to a brother or sister, and I ask, pray for me. I confess my sins, and I'm healed. That's what it looks like when the walls are down. When the walls are up and I've got a clean relationship with my wife, I'm confessing to her and she's praying over me, praying for protection for my eyes and purity in my heart, then I'm going through my days and my week and I can hear the temptation, that Delilah spirit, that Jezebel call for my heart and my eyes. I can hear the temptation, but it's over on the other side of the wall. And I'm like, I don't need to go there. I'm satisfied in Christ right now. I can hear it, but it's not on me. Does anybody know what I'm saying? This applies to every area of life, by the way. It's not on me. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die under the pressing weight of this temptation right now. If the walls are down and Lizzie's off doing her deal and she's focused on her stuff and I'm just on my own and I'm struggling through, the enemy's coming in and out and he's just owning me. He's owning me in my mind. And so what we're calling y'all to do in every area of your life, we're from pride to greed to anger to lust, everything along the way, we want the walls to be up. And that's individually. And lastly, we want the walls to be up corporately. We want all the walls to be up for the church, and it's every man and every woman to the task of rebuilding those walls. So I'm going to leave you with that and hand this off to Ryan.